Audio Learns Medical School Crash Courses presents History and Physical Examination, written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening. This crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of history and physical examination. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school history and physical examination course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master history and physical examination, or HNP. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaway section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in history and physical examination with the correct answers. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: history taking in infants and children, history taking in adults, vital signs and general overview, head and neck examination, chest and cardiac examination, abdominal examination, genitourinary examination, motor neurology examination, sensory neurology examination, musculoskeletal examination, skin, hair, and nails examination, mental status and psychiatric examination, examination of the newborn. Audio Learns Medical School Crash Courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school history and physical examination course. Now, let's get started. All encounters with patients, whether they be well or sick patients, start with a thorough history and physical examination. The history and physical examination is more than just talking to the patient and evaluating their complaints. A good history and physical examination will cover most of the body areas and will identify the presenting complaint diagnosis and fully assess the patient's overall health. This course discusses the step-by-step approach to evaluating patients of all ages with varying complaints. The first chapter of the course will talk about the difficult task of obtaining a thorough history on a newborn, infant, or young child. They often have a very sparse medical history, but may have a lengthy history to be obtained regarding their genetic risks, prenatal health history, and the history of events surrounding their birth and time following their birth. The comprehensive medical history is the focus of the second chapter of this course. A history should be obtained before doing any type of physical examination, as it provides extremely useful information that can direct the physical examination, allowing more important areas to be covered more thoroughly. There are parts of the medical history that are related to this current complaint and parts that relate to the general health and past medical history of the patient. The third chapter of the course covers the initial impressions of the patient to be examined and the vital signs. The vital signs include the pulse, respiratory rate, blood pressure, and the pulse oximetry reading. These can be done by the provider or by an ancillary healthcare staff, such as a nursing assistant or nurse. This chapter covers these important aspects of the physical examination, along with the initial impression of the patient. The fourth chapter in the course covers the head and neck examination. This includes an evaluation of the eyes, ears, nose, throat, a dental evaluation, and usually a brief examination of the cranial nerves. There are subspecialties for each of these evaluations, but the ordinary healthcare practitioner must know about how to perform these evaluations as part of a normal physical examination. The fifth chapter of this course is intended to cover the topic of the chest examination, which includes both the lungs and the cardiac examination. These are often examined together as part of a complete history and physical examination. In very basic examinations of the patient, the heart and lungs are often evaluated. The normal and abnormal chest examination are covered as part of this chapter. The focus of the sixth chapter is the abdominal examination.